your Secretary Wolf got a couple minute riff on IT and IT security, and this is the very last day of RSA. Now, you may have noticed the news coming out of RSA that phones have apps, and phone apps can talk to cars, and that several car manufacturers' phone apps have these vulnerabilities, and everyone panicked. And of course, being from Detroit, I have a number of friends and colleagues in the automotive industry who are very interested in this talk, and were quite curious to see what this Uber Elite new attack was. The tip to you was, a lot of it was hype, and more importantly, whenever you hear about these things, you absolutely positively need to threat model them. And when you threat model them, go beneath the details of the particular attack. So instead of saying, wow, car apps are vulnerable, if you look at the specific attack path that this vulnerability had, you go, wait a minute, there's several ways that I, as a consumer, could protect myself. And there's several ways as I, if I'm involved with protecting these apps, could protect the consumer. Very, very important to dig into these things to get beyond the hype. Here's what was. The talk was predicated on three main avenues of attack for car apps. Now, these avenues of attacks aren't necessarily anything new, and as a matter of fact, the speakers presented it as such, right? Mobile apps are like any other apps, they said. They all have internal data, they all have these same type of issues. Attack one revolved around, hey, if it's on an Android phone, and the Android phone is open, right, and rooted, then the attacker can manipulate the data, can get beyond some of the sandboxing, and can extract from that phone app several key pieces of information, such as perhaps credentials, the authentication token, car information, what have you. Yes, a fundamental of security is that if the bad guy can get to your device, it's no longer your device. And if you bypass your security controls by rooting it, and then you take the app out or start manipulating that app in space, you can bypass the app's model. Completely agree. Number two was, if it was rooted, you could patch the APK and add features or, you know, backdoor the app, right? Again, absolutely true. If I root my device and I have access to an APK or access to the code for the app, yes, I can make changes to the code for the app and then I can run that infected app. We see that quite oftentimes with repackaged apps in the app stores, which are not really the vendor's apps, right? It's a repackaged version which has a backdoor or other types of malware. Number three was a variant of clickjacking, where you would run an app on the phone, put that in the foreground, and whenever you saw the car app open up, you would intercept the keystrokes with your app, which is on the foreground, and then pass it to their app, which is on the background. Again, another version of clickjacking, which we've seen for quite a while. All three of these are known attacks. All three of these are attacks that persist across all types of applications, and all three of these are things that frankly, for the most part, in the consumer space, shouldn't happen, right? Because not every consumer is rooting their apps or rooting their phones. Not every consumer is installing willy-nilly package from auto manufacturer A and another package that looks like the manufacturer, and hopefully most of us do not have malware in our phones that are doing clickjacking. But the attackers did have some good points, right, in terms of just like with banking apps, phone or car apps should do some root detection. I would agree with that. It's a feature that's been around for a while now. It can be bundled in. Car apps should do foreground detection to make sure clickjacking is not occurring. I agree with that. And these car apps should do some basic integrity checks to make sure that the code, either within the APK or in runtime, hasn't been tampered with. I agree with that. Absolutely. All three really good things to do for your mobile app, regardless of what it is, but definitely for high intense things like vehicles and banking. It's the hype that always gets me, right? And if you're thinking that, well, now RSA happened and we're in a new state of affairs because no one can trust their mobile apps and their phones anymore to talk to their cars, dig into it, because it wasn't that bad, it wasn't that serious. Interesting, but not that bad. What'd you think? Do you have a good idea for securing cars? Hit me in comments, social media. See you later.